Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory be unto the Most High God. What a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord, where we divinely connected to the Lord Jesus Christ and with one another. Praise the Lord to do a work for the kingdom of God. We thank God, glory to God, for his love and kindness, for his mercy, for his grace, for another day to give him praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. We bless the Lord for you today as we are celebrating Jesus every day, because every day is his day. We just need to recognize the fact that we need a Savior, a deliverer, a healer, a burden bearer, a high tower, strong tower. He's a refuge, a very present help in the time of trouble. So we just bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that's within me, bless his holy name. We're praying as the body of Christ we'll get to a place that no matter what, we'll be able to bless the Lord at all time and let his praise be continuously flowing out of our mouth. Not lip service, but from the heart. Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. Waiting for the system. Praise the Lord. It's up and running now. Thank the Lord. Finding up any interferences for today, because we're believing God to move in a miraculous way. Praise God through the word of God, through the woman of God, and believing, glory to God, for his great and mighty acts to be performed this day. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. It's only 2 minutes after, so we want to bless the Lord, and we'll have our prayer and scripture. We'll give a couple more minutes, glory to God, for the woman of God is on, but we do want, glory to God, for those that are coming on and some of those that have already committed to coming in online tonight to not miss what the woman of God has to say. But it's not her, but what he has to say through her. Let me correct that. What the Spirit of Lord, Jesus Christ, has to say to her, because she said she heard a word from the Lord for the body, for the ministers, for God to bless, and for end times and for encouragement tonight. So we don't want to miss what the Lord has to say. So we'll give it 1 minute while I make a joyful noise to the Lord in your ear. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I pray your acknowledgement is too, that we're serving a mighty God, an awesome God, a phenomenal God, an on-time God. He's always on time, no matter what the situation. He knows how to come in. If it's 30 seconds before 12 o'clock, when he sent his word out, it would accomplish everything that he set it out to do. He's not a God that he should lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. He knows, glory to God, where we are, what's going on with us, the time, even with the hair, glory to God, whatever strand of hair that fell out, what year it was, and what, glory to God, number it was. So we just got to trust him when we can't trace him. Keep acknowledging him as Savior and Lord and deliverer and healer, and our strength comes from him. We got to keep looking to the hills with coming our help, and he wants us to be able to encourage others, be a light, be an example. Glory to God. So that means that flesh got to die, and we got to have a relationship so we can get in a place to crucify it even the more so, because what doesn't please God, we ought to hate it as well and say, you know what? This flesh got to die and binding up the forces of evil. And he said, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. And he said, no weapon. Don't mean that none is not gonna come against us, but no weapon that comes against us will prosper. But we got to have the faith. So let's keep seeking him and trusting him and being obedient to his word, because we got to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. And we can't be a part-time lover of the Lord. And we can't have this one affair here and there. We got to be able to have that relationship so we can stand on it. When the heat of the battle, when we're in the midst of dilemmas or in the valley, we ought to still have a praise, because he says he's there with us, never leave us nor forsake us. Praise the Lord and pray without ceasing. But it's going to take walking in forgiveness in the name of Jesus as well as we walk in the agape. Praise God and inspire and encourage others. Let us not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, but esteem others more highly than ourselves. Praise God. We're going to go on now, bless the Lord, and get ready to have our scripture reading from none other than Evangelist Mother Alexander. Then I will pray, introduce the speaker, and then we're going to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. 7:06. We have enough on the line, not at least 11 people. We're going to go ahead and start with the word, and the other ones can catch up. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. So I pray whenever they get there, they'll hear whatever God has for them to as well. But you can always go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/DEVINE connection, and you can be able to go back and listen to the last episodes, any ones prior to. Praise the Lord. This time, receive Mother Alexander.
We read the scriptures coming from Jeremiah 29, chapter 29, verse 11 through 13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall he call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and he shall seek me and find me, when he shall search for me with all your heart. Thank the Lord for this reading of the scripture. We give God glory and praise for his word. Amen.
Praise God. We bless the Lord for you, Mother, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We give God glory tonight as we come before your throne of grace, obtaining mercy, to obtain mercy. God, forgive us for every offense, every transgression, anything that's contrary to your word that we have maybe been a part of or thinking. Glory God, that we get our minds and our hearts lined up with your word. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for that renewed mercies every morning. Thank you for grace. Thank you for being our El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. You are Jehovah Jireh. You provide. We thank you that your promise is in your word that says, Lord, you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you for being our peace and our peacemaker. You said you'll give us peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast in thee. Oh, God, I bless you, glory to God, for Jesus, the Holy Spirit, for your word, glory to God, that comes to sanctify and cleanse. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for favor. Thank you for this day that you've given us, God. Help us to rejoice, be glad in it, regardless of the challenges and the situations or what's going on in the cosmos. You never change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We ask you to bless these, your people. Open their ears that they may hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church tonight. Bless your servant, glory to God, your vessel that you anointed for this purpose and for the plan you have for her life. I pray right now, God, that whatever you've given her to deliver for to us, God, that it will come forth under the anointing and no glory to God, nothing glory to God that should be released that don't get released, that all of it will come forth in the name of Jesus without any hindrances or any outside interferences from the enemy or whatever or devices that he may try to use to interfere tonight. We're praying, glory to God, let it flow under the anointing. We thank you, Lord God, as you bless her to bless us. And give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Help us to stay open and glory to God in anticipation of expectancy. And to God be the glory for all the great and mighty acts you've already performed and looking forward to greater things yet to do. Thank you, Lord God, as we bind up untimely death, sickness, disease, chaos, and confusion. Whatever the enemy may plot and plan, it's eradicated, dismantled right now, and bind up and sent back to the dry place and loosened from this assignment. And we loose God's joy, his peace, for healing, deliverance, salvation, peace. Whatever is needed in the hour or even in our lives, we believe you for what your word says. And help those, glory to God, in their unbelief, glory, I get to that place that I will yield and say yes to your will in Jesus' name, because we walk in faith and not in fear. We bind up fear right now, fear tactics up in Jesus' name. And we put our trust, according to Proverbs 3:5-6, in you, so we won't lean to our own understanding. To God be the glory. We thank you again for the word tonight and the anointing. At this time, I'm going to introduce to some and present to others none other than Prophetess Lillian Bird, pastor, overseer of Glory Church that just recently been established in the last 6 months. But the woman of God has been in ministry for umpteen years, praise God. We thank God that she's a warrior, a prayer warrior, was one before she ever came to be a part of Divine Connection over the last 5 years. But we thanking God, Lord, for the anointing that's in her life. She does seek the face of the Lord. She does pray and make sure that she's hearing from him, even in the dreams, interpretation, and other giftings that he has in her life. God, we thank God for her. Without further ado, I thank God for the anointing that I've witnessed in her, that she's genuine and sincere about the things of God. So without further ado, we're going to open the line so the vessel can release what God has placed in her life. 7-Eleven. That's the time, my dear. Have your way. You have the free reign of the rest of the night for whatever God has given you to say to the church. Let it be blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. We honor you. And we give you glory. We thank you, God, for who you are and all that you do. God, we thank you for accepting us in yourself, Father God. We thank you for blessing us and keeping us. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you use us in this hour, God, like never before. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that everybody that's on this line will hear what you're saying to the church. It's not my word, God, it's your word. And I ask in Jesus' name that we come subject, God, to the word of God. That we not just be hearers, but we be doers, Father, in Jesus' name. So I ask that you bless each one now, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. I greet you, saints, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And God gives me visions and dreams. And God gave me a dream. July the 23rd, 2021. And me and Pastor BJ went over that dream, and I thought the dream was for me. You know, we sort of went over it and tried to dissect it as to what it meant. And after I had talked to her, I got up, and in my prayer time, God began to speak to me. And God said that the vision of that dream was not for you, it's for the body of Christ. So I'm going to go over this dream and what God showed me and spoke to me through this dream. July 23rd, 2021. I dreamed that I was in my bed asleep, and Pastor BJ had called me on the telephone. I don't know what she was saying, but she was talking, and she was cooking. I could see her stirring in a pot of food. And I went back to sleep. And I was so sleepy. I mean, I just went into a deep sleep while she was talking. And all of a sudden, I woke up with somebody choking me. I could feel his hands around my neck, and I couldn't breathe, and I began to fight him. I was just fighting him, and somehow Even though he was choking me and I couldn't breathe, I was talking to him. And I was telling him to get out and leave me alone. Get out and leave me alone. And I could actually feel that pressure around my neck and all of the breath going out of me. And all of a sudden, I heard Pastor BJ talking. The phone was still on, and she was just talking on the telephone. And when I heard her talking on the phone, I began to stream, and I began to tell her the name of the person that was choking me. And I told her, I said, if something happened to me, I want you to know the name of this man that's killing me. And I kept streaming, and all of a sudden, he took the phone and he hung it up. And when he hung the phone up, he came back and started choking me again. And all of the breath was coming out of me. I could feel him again, just choking me and taking the breath out of me. And I was still fighting him. And all of a sudden, this man entered the room. And when the man entered the room, he said, let her go. And he said, what have I got to do with you? Get out of here. And the man said to him a second time, and he didn't scream or anything at him, but he said it with power and authority. He said, let her go. And the man let me go, and he ran out of the room. The next thing I know, I am in a courtroom. And this man is accusing me of all kinds of things. And the strange thing about it was they were all true. And I was just sitting there listening to him. I was calm, and I was listening to all of the accusations that he had against me. And he was presenting them to the judge that was sitting up on the throne. And he was just telling him everything that I've done. And all of a sudden, when the verdict was about to come in, this man entered the courtroom. And when he entered the courtroom, this devil looked back there at him, and all of a sudden, the judge said, not guilty. And I woke up. And I said, oh, my God, what in the world? What is going on? And after me and Pastor BJ had talked, this is what God said to me. God said to me, my church is asleep, almost in a slumber. The body of Christ have waxed cold and left their first love of winning souls. And I said, oh, my God. God said, my church have fallen asleep, asleep in church. The absence of conviction of sin, a lack of the fear of God, little sense of outrage over godliness or society, spiritually dead. God said, my church have left their first love, and they are now spiritually dead. So that dream that I had about him choking me was the condition of the church, that the world and the devil is just choking the life out of us, and we are allowing it to happen. And then God said to me, as I was looking over this dream and about the telephone ringing, as he was choking me, and Pastor BJ came on the phone. God said that the prayers of the righteous has already come up before God. God hears the prayers of the righteous. You see, when we pray, God hears us the very minute that we pray. And even though she wasn't praying at that time, those prayers have already come up before God. Our prayers are not always answered in the order that we pray them. And our prayers is not always answered with a yes or no. Sometimes God will change his mind, as he did with Hezekiah. You remember Hezekiah was in his bed sick, and the Bible said that the prophet came and told him that he was going to die, that this sickness wasn't to death. And the Bible said that Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, and he began to pray. And it touched the heart of God. And God spoke to the prophet and said, go back and tell him, I'm going to give him 15 years. The prayers of the righteous avail much. And all of those prayers that she'd been praying for me, all of the times that she stood in the gap for me, God had heard those prayers. So the devil had to let me go on the prayers of the righteous. But the devil only leaves us for a season, y'all. He gonna always attack us because we're the body of Christ. We took the spot that he thought he ought to have. So the devil hates us. So he's always attacking us. So the devil stopped for a few minutes and let me go, but guess what? He came right back and started again. But then Jesus showed up on the scene. If God is for us, who can be against us? And the devil, listen, the devil rules in this earthly realm. And he spoke to Jesus, what you doing here? Ain't this my time? What are you doing here? I'm going to have my way with her. But even though the devil rules in this reign, he is subject to Almighty God. God is all-powerful, and all authority belongs to him. Every creature got to bow to the name of Jesus. And here is Jesus wanting him to know, yeah, you can do that, but I got you on a leash just like a dog. I can tell you just how far you can go. Remember Job. He attacked him, but he couldn't kill him. And Jesus said, let her go. And he had to let me go. We must pray all the time in every season. Listen to this. Now, we're going to talk about a little bit about Daniel, about when Daniel prayed. And I'm going to read just a little bit of Daniel 10 to let you know how important our words are. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, but from the first day that thou dost set thy heart to understand and to chasten themselves before thy God, Thy word was heard. And I am come, and I never even just saw this. I am come for thy word. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 130 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief priests, came to help me. And I remained there with the kings of Persia. Listen, God hears us when we pray. Our words come up before him. And I think it was like Cornelius when he told him, your words have come as a memorial offering up to me. Remember that you got a lot of prayers. Hallelujah. A lot of prayers that you've prayed that have not been answered, but God has not forgotten. And when that time's come, listen, according to his will, according to his will, he will answer them in that order. Even though that prayer was held up, the answer had already come. And the prince of Persia intercepted that word. But Daniel kept praying. And it let the angel know something going on. He keep praying, but I've already answered that. So we have to pray without ceasing. Prayer must be the foundation of every Christian endeavor. Any failure is a prayer failure. We are not ignorant concerning God's word. God desires for his people to be successful, to be filled with the fullness, deep and clear knowledge of his will. God's word is his will. And God always wants us to prosper. That's the will of God. And so in this dream is the prayers that have gone forth that is saving me at this time when the devil is trying to take my life. And the other thing that God showed me in here, because I couldn't understand it, that I was calling out his name. I kept telling her, this is his name, this is his name. And if something happened to me, this is his name. And I said, God, what was that? And God reminded me, and some of you may know this and some of you don't because I'm older, and I know that Minister Alexander knows because we old school. And when you used to go and pray, I used to do a deliverance ministry, and we would pray. And the first thing that we would do is say, and I had a book. So what's your name, what's your game? In other words, we went after the ruling spirit. You know, like that's the spirit of divination. And under that spirit, under that spirit comes soothsayers and witchcraft and roots and tarot cards and palm readers and all of that stuff come under that, but there's a ruling spirit. And God reminded me, see, I haven't done that in a long time. But God want to take us back. God want to take us back because the church is asleep and the church is not doing the work. We got all kinds of other stuff going on in the church, but we have walked away from the gospel. And so I begin to call out that name because he has a game. And I wanted her to know the name. So God was sharing with me that was what that meant. And he's saying to me, go back and name some of these spirits. You're being defeated because you're fighting against those little imps that has no power. You need to go against the power of that thing. Take the head off of it. Look what he said. The prince of Persia was withstanding it. And it was too strong for him. He went and got help. Sometimes we need help. That's why it's important for us to pray one for another. That's why it's important for us to stand in the gap for those that can't pray for themselves. You know, you got children and grandchildren and spouses and a lot of people in your life that's being defeated and being attacked. And they don't know how to pray, but you do. You pray for them. It might look like nothing has happened, but those prayers is before the throne. Continue to pray, and praying without ceasing. All prayers avail much. And this was what God was showing me in this whole thing, that the church need to pray because we have lost our sense of urgency. Listen, I was praying, and God, listen, God brought Benny Hinn in my spirit. And I said, well, I'm thinking about Benny Hinn. And I looked Benny Hinn up because I hadn't heard nothing from him for a while. In September 2019, Benny Hinn no longer believed in prosperity theology and decided to leave the ministry. He no longer believed in prosperity theology, so he's leaving the ministry, not without $60 million, so that he can go and do restaurants. Look at here, y'all, we got to preach the whole counsel of God. We got to preach that gospel from Genesis to Revelation. What about salvation? What about that? What about people receiving God as their Savior? What about that? His whole message was about get your stuff. Get your stuff. Send me some money and get your stuff. And what would that lead a lot of people to? Hell. Because you got to have salvation. That's the condition of our church. God said that's the condition of the body. A lot of us listening to these pastors got big ministries, but I'm here to tell you they got big money coming in because they're telling you how to get your stuff and not telling you how to be saved. God's church is asleep. And God said, I want my church to wake up. Y'all, we in the last days. We got to wake up. It got to be about saving souls. And that's what God wants. Because the world is choking the life out of the church. We're in competition with the world. We won't preach on certain things because certain people won't pay their tithes. We won't preach on certain things because we know certain people doing certain things in the church and we don't want to offend nobody. We got to be about souls, y'all. We got to be about the church because the life is being choked out of God's church and we are becoming more and more like the world. And God is speaking out about that. But this is our hope. I don't care how bad the devil get. I don't care how much the devil beat up on you. I don't care what the devil do. God is still in charge, and he is for us. He will never leave nor forsake us. Like I say, God walked up in that room in the midst of the devil trying to destroy me. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And Jesus himself walked up in the room. I want you to know that God will never leave you, and he'll never forsake you. But we got to stay connected to him. And the way we are connected to him is through his word. Listen, salvation have already come to you. If you miss a day praying, don't worry about that. He got you. Your prayers have already gone up. And properly, somebody is standing in the gap for you and praying for you. But you got to stay connected to that source. We just don't lose our salvation if I don't pray for a couple of days. We don't lose our salvation if I do something wrong. Because the devil gonna bring all that stuff to you. He was accusing me. The devil was accusing me, and he was right. Everything he said I did, I did. The devil, he is accuser of the church. He's an accuser of the righteous. He can always be accusing us of something. Revelation 12. Let's look at Revelation. Revelation 12, 10. Revelation 12, 10. Well, I'm going to go on up a little bit further. Start with 7. And there was war in the heavens. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against the angels, and prevailed not, neither were their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Brother is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. He's to and fro accusing you of everything that you do. Every thought that's not in God. Now, Satan can't read your mind, but he's accusing you all the time. But listen to this. Hey, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Hallelujah. We can come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for God's mercy, even fall through. Because I'm telling you, sometimes my mind is everywhere but where it's supposed to be. Even when God was speaking to me, I would get off doing something else. I mean, just couldn't keep it in my mind. And I finally had to deal with that demon, with the foul demons and the prince of the air. I had to pray. You know, you got to loosen my mind. I don't belong to you. You bring in all of those thoughts when I'm trying to concentrate on the word. If you ever want the devil to get into your business and into your head and into your throat, start praying. Start reading the word. I don't know about y'all. Because, see, I am saved. But I'm not religious. Sometimes we get religious. I'm not religious. So I know a lot of times that I'm reading, and I've talked even to this, to Sister McComery, that sometimes I'm reading, and when I get done, I can't even tell you what I was reading about. I was just doing something ritualistic, but God wants us to come to him with a pure heart. God wants us to come to him and just let him know, God, I messed up today. God, this is what I did. So that the accuser can't hold nothing over on you. Because he's going to accuse you of everything you do and make you feel not worthy. But the price have already been paid. As soon as Jesus walked into the courtroom, it was over. He declared me not guilty because the blood had already covered me, because I received Jesus as my Savior, and therefore he had no place in me and no power or authority over me. We got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. And most of all, church, we got to wake up. We got to wake up. We got to wake up. Let's not get pulled into the world system. Let's not get pulled into what they do and say. I'm getting somebody's business. Some of you sending money to ministries, and you got your own house ministry, and you won't even pay your tithes. You won't even give them an offering, and you send them to other ministries, just like Benny Hinn, who, when he don't believe in prosperity, so he going to close down his church, because that's all he preaching. And you're getting sucked into that. Wake up and live. Wake up and be that true church. Because you might be the church, that only church that anybody would see or know. And keep the word of God in you so that you can get that word to somebody else, so that you can give them hope, so that they can live and not die. Wake up. You sleep in church. You got to pray without ceasing. And you got to know what you're coming against. Some of you are coming against the flesh. And God said, come against that spirit. That's what God was showing me in the dream. You know, some of you coming against your children, your husband, your family, your friends. Come against that spirit that's dominating them. There's a spirit behind that. There's a spirit behind that. Satan is subject to God. Satan can't do what he wants to do. He is under God's control. He can't go any further than God allows him to go. Always know that. God got you. And this is one thing that you got to know as I'm finishing up, because I'm just giving you what God gave me. The devil will never stop attacking you. He will never stop attacking you. He's going to attack you till Jesus comes, because you are his enemy. And you got to start treating him like he's your enemy. Stop coming against the flesh, just the people. Stop praying against the people. Stop trying to change them. The only way they're going to be changed is by the word of God and by our prayers, by the word of God. Because God said, if your conscience don't condemn you, neither will I. So there are a lot of people God ain't condemning yet. But you keep condemning them. You just pray for them. They're not conscious of what they're doing. They're just doing it. And I can tell you, for me personal, I was doing some stuff and people kept telling me, you know, you need to stop doing this, you need to, and it never fazed me because I didn't see nothing wrong with doing it. But when God himself said, stop it, then I became conscious about that thing and it bothered me. I couldn't do it anymore in peace. When something starts bothering you like that, it's time to give it up. Because that means that now your conscience is bothering you, and you're going to be judged by that. That's what God wants the church to be. God wants us to come into that consciousness of who he is. God wants us to come back to our first love. God wants us to love people like he loves us. God wants us to keep the faith. God wants us to pray without ceasing. And God wants us to be that church that he's coming back for. Because God was talking about the seven churches. And he said, I'm going to take out your candlestick. We don't want to be one of those people, be the church that God will come back and take it out. But see, the churches weren't perfect. They weren't perfect. They did some things, and we're not going to be perfect, so don't be looking for no perfect church. It's not one. But you need to be in one that preaches and teaches the full gospel of Jesus Christ. From Genesis to Revelation, don't get hooked on those that say, just love everybody, just do this, and you'll be all right. Get into a good faith church. that preaches the gospel from Genesis to Revelation. God is looking for a hefty church. Hallelujah. Father, I praise you and I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that I brought that word as you gave it to me. I pray in the name of Jesus that something I said, Father God, will free up some of us. I pray in the name of Jesus that we know it's not about works, God. Not that any man can boast about what he do or don't do. But it's about your word. The angel said to Daniel, I came for the word. I came for the word. And help us to know, Father God, that's the only thing please you. That's the only thing that will not come back void to you is your word. So help us to stand this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, God, for visions and dreams. You said you would give them to your prophets in the last days. You would raise us up. Hallelujah. Not about me, Father God, but it's about your church. So I pray, God, for help to churches. And I pray that everybody on this line, Father God, would get into the word of God and that they would seek your face and see where you want them, where you want to use them, dear God, how you want to work through them in these last days that we might go forth and compel people to come in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we praise you tonight. We honor you and we give you glory. And I thank you for Pastor BJ, God, that's given me this opportunity to share this word with your body. And I thank you for our prayers that come up before you constantly, God, that covers us and all over the world. And it might not happen that day. She can even take a rest, just as you were showing me. Oh, she was talking about something there. She was stirring the food. But her prayers were still coming forth. Continue to use that woman of God and all the prayer warriors. Oh, God, they pray without ceasing. And I thank you for them. I thank you even for their company. Because sometimes, God, you know that the enemy will come and he'll try to steal my word. But that don't matter because they are covering me as they pray. And I thank you for each one. Because each one is powerful, dear God. I thank even for the listeners, God, that come on. I pray that something went forth tonight, dear God, that would change their lives. Because that message, that vision that you gave me changed mine. So I bless you and I thank you. And it's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. I'm done, sister.
Praise the Lord. Can anyone hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, then. Would you go ahead and pray, Pastor? I had to come down on emergency downstairs. So if you would go ahead and pray, then that will, I think everybody probably here because the line is open, but you go ahead on and pray. And if there's any prayer requests, I should make it back upstairs in about 5 minutes. You go ahead and continue to pray.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Father. Glory to your name. Father, again, I just thank you for everybody on this line tonight. I pray that they've been blessed. And God, if there's any prayer requests or anything that the people need to bring forth tonight, any testimonies, whatever is going forth, I pray now, God, that they will bring them forth as the anointing continue to go forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord. And God, we thank you for protecting us and keeping us and watching over us, even with everything that's going on, even with this pandemic, even with COVID. God, climbing now. I pray that you give the people wisdom. God, help us to be aware of the people that are around us as we keep ourselves covered. Help us to keep those that are around us covered by not passing this stuff from one person to another. In the name of Jesus, God, if you don't want to get a shot, that's all right, but keep a mouth covering on in Jesus' name. So help us to love one another as you love us. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray that every need is met on this line tonight, God. Nothing missing and nothing broken. Everything that they need, from healing to finances and whatever else is going on, living situations, whatever that is, God, that you are the answer to everything. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good, and your mercies endure forever throughout all generations. So we thank and praise you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord for a mighty move of God tonight. Thank you, Pastor. Praise God. It's something unexpected, but thank God for technology. Praise the Lord. Amen. I praise God for you. And right now, before we go any further, we'll thank God for that anointing. Keep your servant covered under the blood as she, glory to God, release that knowledge to us, God, that revelation. God, we pray that you give us ears to hear. We thank you for the shield and the blood covering. At this time, we're going to take any prayer requests. Right after that, then we'll take any remarks from any of the apostles. And then from that point on, then we'll go from that. But is there any request tonight for prayer, we'll take that, and then we want to hear responses from the Apostle, Apostle Burden, Apostle Graham, Apostle Danny, if they're on the line, and so on from that point. If they're available, we'll hear from them first. But right now we want to take any requests that may be something on your heart or something God has dealt with you concerning that message tonight or whatever, so the prophet can pray. Oh, Lord, I walk back into the building telling you all that, and no lines are open. One moment. Let me click everybody in. Praise God. Praise the Lord. How in the world are you going to get a response? Got so excited. I'm making it back in time.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I was only away about 5 minutes, but still yet. Just that interruption, but it didn't interfere with the flow of the. So while the lines are open, is there a request now? Just about all of them open. We got about 25 people on, so all the lines are just about open.
Yes, Pastor, I have a prayer request. I'm asking everybody to continue to pray for Deacon Burton, that God strengthen him and heal his body, and also keep Apostle Burton lifted up in prayer, that God continue to strengthen her. And hear her also.
Okay, I just want to encourage somebody that's never been on the line before, just out of courtesy, would you kindly mute your phone till you get ready to speak if you have some noise in the background on TV or radio, so that way it won't interfere with the prayer and the anointing. Then unmute your line, because I got everybody unmuted, so that means we'll hear everything on everybody. It always stays muted while the people are ministering. But once they minister, I open the lines, then we can hear you. Praise God. So that first prayer will be for Deacon Burton and Pastor Apostle Burton. Anybody else, so that way she can get all the prayers in requests, and then we'll take these remarks. Anyone else?
I'll pray for you.
Yes, ma'am. Please. Good evening, Pastor Hubbard and prayer warriors and friends and family. This is Evangelist Sarah Parker.
Okay.
Hi,
we can hear you.
I get a bishop's prayer request for my sister, my nephew, and my niece. They're battling COVID, both, and their two-year-old son. The entire family has COVID, so I'm praying for their speedy recovery. I know God has the healing power, and I'm trusting and believing.
Praise
and their
the
names
Lord.
Are Jameer and. Jameer,
praise the Lord. does someone still have their line open with some noise or music or something in the background? But Pastor, did you get that already too? Prophet Bird? Did she get my
Hello?
Call? Were you able to hear the prayer request?
Evangelist
Parker just now. Yeah.
Her sister and family who's battling COVID. And
yes.
Deacon Burton and the apostle.
Yeah, Apostle Burton, yes. Is that anyone else? Because I don't like the line just to have left open with just dead air, because if there's no request, we're going to let Pastor go ahead and pray, and then we'll take the request. If that's the last one. Okay.
Yes, I'd like
Good evening.
Okay.
Go ahead. Thank you. Someone say, help. The noise is in the background from someone. I couldn't hardly hear you. What did you say?
This is Pastor Sims, and I was wanting to say a few words, please. I won't be long. I just wanted to say thank you for all of the prayer warriors that's been praying for me and my sisters and brothers during this trying time where we lost our sister, and we have a brother. He's on the line tonight, and two brothers and a sister that came to hear tonight the word of God. And I just thank everybody for just holding us up, and ask you to please continue to hold us up and keep us strong before the Lord, because truly the word came forth tonight, and He's not going to let you alone. You have to fortify yourself, because He is not going to let you alone. But the closer you come to Him, the closer He comes to you. Thank you all so very much. God bless each and every one of you as I continue to lift you all up in prayer. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise God. Okay, Pastor, you can go ahead and take those three or maybe four prayer requests, and then we'll have the apostles their responses.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. God, we give you glory and honor you, and we thank you, God, for all you're doing. God, we thank you for Apostle Burton and Deacon Burton, Father God. We thank you for all of the work and all of their love, Father God, and preaching and teaching that word of God that they have given to their people and so many more, Father God. We thank you for that foundation that they have built. We ask in the name of Jesus that you touch Deacon Burton's body. I know, God, that the enemy keep coming in on him, Father God, but you got that lease on him, and he can't do no more than you let him do. But I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you strengthen him, that you bring him to a new level in you, Father God, and that word that you have placed in him, God, that he just got a testimony, and that word will come forth when it's needed, dear God, in Jesus' name. So we speak healing over his body from the top of his head all the way down to his feet now in Jesus' name. For you already sent your word to heal him. We come against anything that come up against him, all sickness and disease is subject to you. So we call him healed and whole in the precious name of Jesus. And he will do that work of the gospel. We're praying for the strength of the woman of God as she stands by her husband and do ministry, God, and doing all other things. We pray her strength. We pray that you keep her, God, rooted and grounded in you so that she'll not get tired, dear God. We're praying, Father God, that you even give her a greater word as she speak it forth in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her, God. We thank you for that powerful woman of God. We thank you, God, that she continue to keep her focus on you, even in the midst of everything that's going on. She still prays for people. She still her ministry. She still is doing what you called her to do. So we bless her today. And we say she will not faint, she will not get tired, God, but she's going to get powerful in that anointing more and more as she's under attack. So we thank you for her tonight, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And, God, we do lift up Evangelist Parker's family, Father God. This COVID, God, is come. This second wave is coming and affecting a lot of people. But, God, we are praying for that family. We lift them up to you now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch each one, Father God, now in Jesus' name. We're praying, Father God, that they won't have to go into the hospital or any other thing, God. We are praying that as they're being isolated, God, that your healing power come and heal them. We come against any side effects or any other thing with that COVID now, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them wisdom. Show them how to go out and come in, Father God. And we are thanking that each one will be healed and whole by your power. And we are thanking you for that night advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Pastor Sims, we pray that the Lord continue to bless our family too as well.
Yes,
at this time, we're going to have, like I said, Apostle Burton, Apostle Graham, Apostle Danny, in that order, and then Pastor Betty, and then any other ministers or anyone else that want to have a response. The lines are open.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. Pastor, I was looking forward to being on the line tonight to hear what the Spirit of the Lord was going to say through you. And I appreciate it, and I thank you so much. So you are on target. I know it. I believe it. And even to some of the things that you said, I was telling them today, we are in perilous times with men, lovers of the flesh, more than lovers of God. So I thank God for what you allow God to give you and to share it with the body of Christ, because the body is asleep. I look around in the church and I'm like, Lord, where are the people? Where are the people? You know, and we, like you said, we supposed to be soul winners. Nobody want to go out and save souls. And I thank you for one thing else you said, and I appreciate it, when you said nobody can't change them people but the Lord. Sometimes we even try to preach people saved. I mean, and when I say preach people saved, and you're talking to them and you're telling them, you can't do this. You got to live holy. And you see people doing whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it. But they in the church. They in the church. And I was telling them today, God talking to the church.
Amen.
We want God to talk to the world, but he talking to the church right now, and the church is asleep. So pray that God will help the church, help us to wake up the more, and just help me to just preach the word, because we can't make nobody change. I heard you say that. Sometimes we try to change people, but we can't make nobody change. And until they get a revelation that what they're doing, that God is not pleased. Only thing we need to do is preach the word. So I thank God for what all you said tonight. I don't know how many other people receive it. I don't know how they see it. But I believe God spoke to you. And I thank God that you allowed the Lord to use you to share it with the body. And I thank God I'm on the line to hear it. And who wasn't on the line from our church, I'm going to share it as much as I can remember from what you said. I'm going to share it with the body. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting God use you.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Going on.
didn't hear anything.
What's going on?
Well, I want to know what's going on. I can't.
I can hear y'all, and I heard that TV or whatever else that was.
Somebody got something going on the line, and you can't be praying and hearing like foolishness going on.
Yes, I tried already to share it. I don't want it to sound redundant, but thank God for somebody else responding to. Go ahead. Is it supposed to be Pastor Graham and Pastor Betty and Pastor Daniel, y'all on the line?
I am.
Pastor Betty, you already dropped the line?
I thought Mother Alexander was speaking.
No, she was not supposed to come on yet. She was supposed to be Pastor Daney, Pastor Burton, and Pastor Graham, and then you. And then Mother Alexander can come after all of y'all, after you all that I had mentioned. Because I know y'all have to leave the line soon. So Pastor Graham didn't pick up, or either Pastor Daney, Pastor Betty, you can go ahead then.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank God for being on the line. I was on the line the last time, but I had to hang up early. Pastor Bear, you were right on, I'm going to say right on team. Because even in our teaching on yesterday, the Lord has been giving me for the body is that above all else, during these times now, we must trust him. We must know him because the church is asleep. We are the world, from what you said he showed you in that dream, it's pretty much how it is, how we can actually see it with our natural eyes. Pastor Britton was saying how she looked over the church and she wondered where the people are. Even on Zoom, even when we come together, we're there in the flesh. But if you listen closely, if you listen real closely, you can hear who's in the Word and who's not in the Word, who's in tune with the Spirit and who's not in tune with the Spirit. And this is the time that we have always only had the Lord Jesus, but we truly need him now because of the will of the world, because the world is choking the church out. And you can feel it in the atmosphere. Corona is back even stronger. Because it never went anywhere, so it's even stronger now, and the church is twice as fearful as the world. Man. So, Pastor Bird, I thank you for this word. I made my notes. I think everything you said. I tried to write it down. The world is choking the life out of the church. The world is trying to choke Christ out of the church because that's our lifeline.
Amen.
That's our lifeline. The church is at loss to the sense of urgency. Us being in the house has made the body lazy. Lazy. I'm lazy about the things of God because we got time. Pastor said that these are the last days. We are living in the last days. You can see it. I just thank God for the word. You can see where the church is waxing cold. The world is even colder. I praise God for you. I thank God for the interpretation of the dreams and the visions that he's given you. I thank you for just sharing, as Pastor Burton said, just sharing with us. Because you could have said, well, he gave this to me, and I'm going to share this with the body of people that he's given me. But I thank God for you bringing it because there's so much confirmation, and it's almost like a wake-up call all over again, like a bear is being rung. That we need to be even more busy than what we are. We are given the word, but it's almost like we need to put a greater urgency behind it now. And like you said, we can't make anybody else receive it. But I found out one thing. When I'm passionate, my people become passionate.
Amen.
When I become overwhelmed, they become overwhelmed because it's flowing just like the oil ran down everyone's beard. It's flowing out. So I thank God for you. I thank God for everybody that's on this line. Pastor Burton, you know I love you, and Deacon Burton, you make sure you kiss him in the middle of his forehead for me and let him know that I'm praying for him. In the
praise
name of the
Lord,
Jesus, God bless each of you, and you too, Minister BJ.
Praise God. If any of the other pastors is not on, that's the key. Respond, then we're going to go ahead on. Mother Alexander, you can go ahead on and anyone else after that, any other ministers to anyone. I just wanted to make sure that their pastors and the prophets, they spoke, because they may have to leave the line early. But go ahead, Mother Alexander.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for using the prophet tonight, because what he gave the prophet to say, it comes straight, because the church is asleep. They are cold.
Yes, no.
That's why we have to, when we find pastors that don't matter what, go and bring the word. And you have pastors, that's why we have to pray for pastors. Because when you have pastors that bring the word, baby, no matter what goes on, that's when you pray for your pastors so they stand strong, because that means the enemy is coming after them too. But if we
pray,
those enemy got to back up. Remember all the time that God gave us authority. He didn't give it to the world. So I thank God that he used his prophet. And I mean prophet Bird. I mean his prophet.
Bless him.
But when she don't stand up with the word, she say what the word said to her, regardless what fell it fall on. But you must speak the word of God, and regardless what comes up, it doesn't matter, because you know you're standing on the word of God. When God speaks to you, you speak it.
Right.
Because no matter how it look or what nobody's saying, it's what God says count. And the church is cold. It get on my nerve to see how the church run cold, man, running from this cover business. Who is the creator of us? What did God tell us?
Right.
I don't care what come in this hurt. God said, if we pray, and when you know who you are in prayer, baby, I don't care how powerful nobody out there, if you is doing the will of God, don't fear nothing. Stand firm. So I'm so glad that God uses prophet to bring forth this word. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. God.
Amen. Thank you. I thank God for Prophetess Bird and the mighty word that she brought forth the night. I just thank God. I just praise God. It was a mighty word. That word encouraged me, Prophetess Bird. I thank you for how you brought the word out, how God wants us to love, pray for one another, and be that church that Christ is coming back for. And we need to know who we are in Christ.
Oh,
and we got to
Brenda.
Pray at all times and in every season. And we got to wake up. And we got to be about souls. We got to be about kingdom business for God. So I thank you, Apostle Bird, our prophetess Bird, for that mighty word. And I pray that God continue to strengthen you and take you up to higher heights and deeper depths in you, that you may proclaim and speak the word boldly to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for Prophet Bird on tonight. I thank her for how she just, and it really encouraged me so much. I thank God for how she was being that poor. You got to loose my mind. How we got, you know, when you going through, she just said, you got to loose my mind. And I don't belong to you. I belong to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I just thank God for that word on tonight. I thank God for how you were saying we have to walk away from some of the people are walking, some of the saints, the Christians are walking away from the gospel.
Walking away from God.
We need help. We need help in these days and times, and we need to pray. We got to pray when we feel like it ain't even working. We got to yet still pray to God. And I thank God for how you said that when we pray, God is already here. He's already here that prayer. The church is gone to sleep. That we're asleep. And some more than you said, you got to stay connected to the word. And so God, I just thank you, Pastor. I just thank you, Prophet Bird, for the word on tonight. Letting us know we got to stay connected to the word, because the word is the only thing that's going to help us to go through in these days and time, because the Bible said we ever learn it but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. So I just thank God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Someone, would you kindly please be courteous enough, check your background, see if you have a TV or something interference, are you moving around? Just be courteous enough just to mute your phone. just muted. That's all we ask. And that way you can open the line when you get ready to speak. Okay, thank you. Anyone else? We're not just going to hold the line. So if you're no one else responding, if you are, I'm surprised Mother Willette hadn't said that you must not be here. But praise God. Anyone else before we close?
Yes, ma'am. Minister BJ, praise the Lord. I'm here. First of all, let me apologize because I looked up and I saw, oh, my God, it's after 7 o'clock. And so I thank and praise God for the comments that I've heard because I was taking notes on that. But I'm going to go back and play the message so that I can listen to it myself. But from the comments, I heard the church is asleep, praise God, to know who you are in Christ, to pray, praise God, to be about souls in this hour, praise God, and not walking, do not walk away from the Word of God. Stay connected to the Word of God. So I thank and praise God. I was listening to all the comments, praise God, so I could hear what the message was about. So I thank and praise God for Prophetess Bird, praise God. From the comments, I hear you did what you were supposed to do. You heard from God, brought that word, and I give God the glory, honor, and praise. And I thank God that I will be able to go back and listen to the word. So I just was being quiet and just listening because I was a day late and a dollar short, but I thank and praise God for who he is. I'm excited about who God is. Praise God. I know who I am in Christ. I thank and praise God as I go to the worship service. Praise God. I thank and praise God. The presence of the Lord was in the house of God on today. And I was just so excited because my prayer is for the young people that we were teaching this week in VBS that they will be the church for tomorrow and that God's anointing will be upon their life and in their life always. In Jesus' name. So to God be the glory, and thank you very much for this time. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. There's no one else. We're going to turn it over to Pastor Prophet Bird and for her to have that Brother Black in the background. I'm not if I didn't remember to remind him. But anyway, thank God, glory to God for the woman of God tonight, the word. There is no need for me to make any comments. I know the anointedness in her life, and everybody has already spoken so many things in, concerning what the Lord did, and some were, you know, reiterated. So it's just like we do have the message, and it's what we do with it after we get it, because hearing and doing is two different things, and we still act on it and recognize what's going on and what's going on in our lives and how much we're contributing to doing his will. So praise God for you again, woman of God. We're going to give this space now. It's time for you to have any remarks, and then we're going to get ready to close the line for tonight and look forward to the prayer line for tomorrow night, every Monday night at 7. So we'll be on our post again. So at this time, Prophetess Bird, overseer of Glory Church.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your presence tonight. I thank you, Father God, for all the visions and dreams that you give to your body. I pray, Father God, that we will be faithful to the end. I pray, Father God, that you will strengthen each of us, God, that we will go about and do what you've called us to do. I do pray, Father, that the church will wake up because we are that body of Christ. And you've already given us a commission, Father God. And you're not coming back to take away the assignment that you've given us. So help us to wake up and be alert. Help us, Father God, not to compromise, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Let the church be the church and that we will speak out when we need to. And we will call sin what it is, sin. We will not sugarcoat it any longer, God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask for your forgiveness upon each of us for all our shortcomings, because none of us are perfect, but we are. Your perfection is in us, and that's what set us apart from the world. So help us, God, to walk in that and know, God, that you've already paid the price for us. We are free, and we can walk in that freedom, and we can do what you called us without restraint, God, because you got us. So, God, I thank you for that word. I thank you for giving me that word, God. And I pray that it fell on fertile ground, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we will not just be hearers, but we will also be doers of that word. So I bless each one tonight. Thank you for the comments, God, that have gone forth. Continue to use us and bless us and keep us covered under the blood. I say that none of us will be affected by COVID-19, God, and we're believing you that you're going to wipe it out and wipe it out soon. So blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good and your mercies endure ever throughout all generations. Amen.
Praise the Lord, my dear. I thank God for you again. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for those that were the hearers to make yourself available and even the request to come on. We thank you so much and thank God for people that are hungry and thirsty after God's righteousness. Because if you weren't, you would not be coming on. But I thank God for the prayers. Pray you continue to be blessed, covered under the blood, dispatch angels about you, bind up untimely death, sickness, disease, chaos, confusion, every set of trap, whatever the enemy's already plotting and planning, come against us this night, this day, especially that word, and from our lives, and pray even for our church families, as well as we pray for our own families, and pray God's blessing, the salvation, healing, deliverance, and whatever else that he has for us, because he knows that the scripture was said earlier tonight. I know the plans, the thoughts I think toward there for good and not for evil to give you that expected end to bless and to prosper us and give us a future. But we got to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. So it's a requirement on how we need to walk in obedience to his word. He said, "Why call me Lord, Lord, not my saying. If you love me, keep my commandments." I bless the Lord for you again. Thank God again for the word, for the woman of God, for all that came on. We'll be online on Monday night for prayer at 7 o'clock and every second and fourth Sunday for the word. Our next Sunday will be Elder Tania Ross. I'm not sure whether she was able to come on tonight or not. Are you there? I forgot to call you out. Oh, she may not be online. But anyway, but praise the Lord. She will be our speaker on the fourth Sunday. Praise the Lord. We'll make the rest of the announcements for the rest of the month on Monday night. Praise the Lord. We thank you. Angels being camped about you, blood covering. Have a marvelous and wonderful week in Jesus Christ. Have a Jesus-filled day.
Amen.
All right. So long, so long. We love you. Prayer warriors, we thank God for you and your faithfulness. Praise God. So long.
So long. Thank you.
Oh.